Beloved of God, would you join with me in prayer? Most holy and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of every heart in this room be holy and pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Friends, do you feel it? We told our younger disciples as we started that baptism celebration that blessings change a space, which is why we invited them to blow bubbles. So on the other side of all those baptisms and all these new members joining, do you feel changed? Do you feel our space is different? Sometimes when I touch our baptismal font, I wonder, how many baptisms celebrated here? How many people have come here to name belovedness? Sometimes when I stand with new members in that ritual, I wonder, how many people have stood here hopeful, covenanting to join this community? Our church was founded in 1784. This sanctuary was built in 1871. How many people have come Sunday by Sunday to this space seeking God, seeking prayer, seeking community? In T.S. Eliot's poem, Little Gidding, do you know this one? There's a beautiful stanza that reads, if you came this way, taking any route, starting from anywhere, at any time or at any season, it would always be the same. You would have to put off sense and notion. You are not here to verify, instruct yourself, or inform curiosity or carry report. You are here to kneel where prayer has been valid. You are here, T.S. Eliot writes, to kneel where prayer has been valid. There is something, isn't there, about kneeling in space where others have knelt, blessing where others have been blessed, joining again and again in these pews, knowing somehow, right, we join with those who have knelt before us. It makes this space what people often call thin space. Do you know the idea of thin space? In the Celtic tradition, there's a saying that says heaven and earth are only 3 feet apart, but in thin spaces, that distance is even shorter. Thin spaces are the places where it feels like God is nearer than in other spaces. A space where the veil between this world and the divine world slips a little bit. For me, the mountains are thin spaces, and any labyrinth, especially a labyrinth with Dodi in it in the snow. Pilgrim Lodge is a thin space. This church is a thin space. For me, my home church in Dover, New Hampshire is a thin space. What are your thin spaces? Where are the places where the veil between this world and the beyond slips for you? Your garden at the lake.
With grandbabies.
What was that? In Aruba. Okay. The forest. Counseling sessions. In your mind. Moon Lodge. Today, this space, blessing space, new member space, it's always thin space for me. And the instinct in Finn space is so often to do as Peter does in our scripture passage today, to cling to it. What does Peter say in his Finn space moment he has on the mountain as Jesus is transfigured before him and Elijah and Moses appear? Let's build dwellings here, he says. I'll build three houses. Let's stay right here forever. Writer and systems thinker Margaret Wheatley coined a phrase that I love. Her phrase is islands of sanity. In the chaos and destruction of our world, she writes, we need to find and create islands of sanity for ourselves. Spaces of peace in the chaos. This, for me, is an island of sanity. You are a people who give me hope that we can live by love, embrace all people, that a better, kinder world is possible, that the powers that be aren't the real powers. We can truly let ourselves be governed by God and no other, and can let our commitment to love change us at every level. When we find an island of sanity like this, a thin space where love rules, well, like Peter, we want to stay put, right? Set roots, build buildings. We could start a commune here, right, and make it work, don't you think? Just us on this island of sanity? That's probably not what God is calling us to for several reasons. Our faith calls us not to islands apart, but to relation, right, and community in the midst of it all. And friends, I also think it's not necessary. This is a place where prayer has been valid, not because there's anything supernatural about this place or because prayer is somehow more valid here, but because people have dared to come here and pray here for centuries. The baptismal font is thin space, not because there's any magic about the baptismal font, but because people have come here hundreds of times, vulnerable and brave, and dared to ask for blessing, dared to celebrate belovedness, dared to engage in this ancient ritual together. It's true of all our thin spaces, even the mountains. All earth can be sacred earth. All woods can be holy. Every path is connected to every other path, right? So I can honor the beauty of creation from anywhere I stand. We are even now connected to the mountains, aren't we? Friends, what I'm trying to say is I don't believe there's anything magical or supernatural about those spaces we know as thin spaces. I believe they're places where we've agreed to dare together, to be vulnerable, to pray, to slow down, to soften, to be kind. In other words, it's not the space. It's what? It's us. It is we who make the space thin. It is our willingness to open that makes it thin. The good news then, friends, is that all space can be thin space. Help me out here. Would you reflect on one of your thin spaces? Really think about it. What is it about that space? Are you softer there? Kinder there? A better version of yourself there? Is it that you feel God's presence more closely there? Are you more able to see beauty or get perspective there? Do you think you could bring that same softness, kindness, openness, trust, reflection, honoring of beauty? Could you bring that to other places? Could you let God startle you and show you that everywhere is space where prayer can be valid? Every space is thin space if you let it be. I offer you two rituals today to help you practice thinning the barriers that you hold that make space not thin. The first is this. We talk about thin space as space where the barrier is thin. So what is the barrier? What is it that makes some space feel not thin and some space feel so thin? What doubt, worry, fear, question of our worth, fear that God will be far, keeps us from feeling that sense in all places? Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday, so here's the ritual. We're going to gather at 5:30 to burn last year's palms that we waved on Palm Sunday last year. And we will also gather to burn the burdens and the barriers that we carry between ourselves and making all space thin. But I know you're not all going to come stand with me at 5:30 on a Wednesday night around a fire pit in a Maine winter. So as you leave today, I invite you to put a note in this basket with a burden on it. These notes are between you and God. Nobody will read them. Or if a note is too vulnerable, you might take a palm from last year and put it in the basket and let that represent for you your barrier, your burden. And we'll burn those for you on Wednesday and have ashes available Wednesday night and next Sunday if you would like to be blessed by ashes. And then I invite you to come to the baptismal font. In our baptismal font today, there was more than just water. It is also full of little stones. Stones that received your blessings when you called them out. Stones that were soaked in the blessing baptismal waters we used for our little ones. And stones that you are offered to take and keep with you in a pocket, in a purse, in your car, at your office, on your bathroom sink, as a reminder to you when you need it, that every space can be as thin as this baptismal font if you let it. Let this stone be an invitation to you to soften, to open, to trust, to be kind, to be the self that you are here, or at the Moon Lodge, or in the forest, or in the mountains, or with your grandbabies. Whatever space is thin for you. Carry these, take a handful if you want, there's plenty, and let that blessing go with you, and let that stone, as you see it every time, be reminder to you. This space is thin, so too can that space be, and all space if you let it. Beloved of God, thank you for building thin space together here. As much as ever, the world needs kinder, softer, more open selves. So let's be brave enough to get off the mountain, as Peter eventually did, and trust that our God is bigger than all this. Our God is everywhere, and all space is thin space if we let it be. Alleluia and amen.